If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
So what y'all not finna do is police Tiana Taylor, okay? What y'all not gonna do is police Tiana Taylor. I had enough of y'all. I had enough of you freaking naysayers and you freaking people that are so uppity. You uppity in on your damn couch at home, okay? Y'all are uppity in y'all damn couch at home, okay? Over here trying to police the way this girl is, her aura, the way she comes off. Like, what is up with this? What is up with this culture? Every year, because it's not even just Tiana Taylor, it's really everybody black. And that's everybody that we're talking about on this video. We're going to be talking a little bit about the Oscars, just to give you guys a bit of what we're going to be talking about today, child. We're going to be talking about the Oscars, but everybody black. But my whole thing is, what is it with people that go to these shows to have a good time? And maybe they're a little bit more enthusiastic, or maybe they share some emotion. You get what I'm saying? It's a very emotional night. Okay. And from my understanding, they have been policing and people have been talking about Tiana Taylor's behavior all night. You would think she slapped somebody like Will did. You would think she got into a full-fledged fist fight and dragged somebody across the stage like Portia Williams from Housewives of Atlanta. Now, okay, first of all, it all really started with the Oscars, the red carpet interaction, I should say, right? She was over here, as you can see, she was going back and forth with somebody's security guard because somebody's security guard put hands on her. We're going to read this little blurb from the shade room, right? It said, last night, 2026 Oscars went down. And there were many memorable moments from the highly anticipated show. However, a moment after the show wrapped. Oh, so this is after the show. See, I didn't see limitations. I ain't watched the show. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't watch it because I just know it's just people. Like when I watch it, then I want to look at tweets and then people just say some stuff that made me. So I wasn't gonna watch it. But anyway, Tiana Taylor, who is part of the Oscar winning film One Battle After Another, was seen in a heated moment confronting someone who reportedly shoved her. In the video, she could be heard saying, "Cause you're a man putting your hands on a female, you're very rude," then proceeded to say to someone else, "You literally shoved me." According to TMZ, sources reportedly said that Tiana was making her way backstage alongside Pam Abidi. I don't know if I said her name right, Pam Abidi. A security guard allegedly attempted to stop them from going up the stairs. The source claimed that the guard used his body to stop Tiana and put his hands on her. Okay. Now, Tiana has not publicly addressed the moment. I think she did recently. She was like, there's certain people that you got to respect. Or she said, I'm all for respect. I don't know what she said, but somebody did speak to her about it. Yeah. Like, at the end of the day, what was she doing that warranted you to put hands on this woman? This Oscar nominated, declarated actress. At this point, she is declarated. I don't care what nobody has to say. Okay, body looking good, body T. The fit is good. She looking good. You know what I'm saying? She was back there trying to steal the damn Oscars. That's why you grabbed her, you yoked her up. That should be the only reason. You should be grabbing her not to go places. What's going on? What's happening? What's happening, child? Y'all wouldn't do this to freaking Anna Wintour. Y'all wouldn't do this to Meryl Streep. I was trying to find her. I'm trying to get actors, actresses. You wouldn't do this to Kathy Bates. Okay. But you doing it to Tiana Taylor because you want to humble a black woman. Come on, let's just call a thing. Right? So that was going on. I was like, all right now. So also, Tiana Taylor had a moment. Okay. When I believe the film One Battle After Another received an award. I'm trying to figure out what it won for. Okay, it won for Best Picture. And she had this interaction with the director. Okay. Or yes, the director. And she put him in a headlock. I put him in a headlock. Headlock. Okay. I mean, he looked like he was feeling those type of way. You get what I'm saying? People are so pissy. I'm sorry. And I don't mean to curse too much. We can keep it real cute on here. But people act real pissy when it comes to the Oscars. Like, you got to act a certain way. But then I'm going to bring this up now. Y'all want them. Y'all get mad at them for acting extra. I'm not on camera, so y'all can't see my little air quote fingers. But you don't want them to be extra when they win or something like that or whatever. Because they even said something. Somebody was made a tweet talk about some when somebody else won Best Supporting Actress, and she got up and was like ecstatic because the person won. She said, "Oh, I knew then she was on one that day." I'm like, okay, she's on one. She's at the Oscars. Are you on one? Are you at the Oscars? No. Okay. So my whole thing is, y'all get mad at people of color, touching my black skin, child, when they are a little bit too extra. You also get mad when people may not have a good reaction or maybe a sour reaction. Because I remember y'all tried to police Angela Bassett when she lost, when she should have won. Okay. And y'all said, oh my goodness, she was scrunching her face. Like, she just need to be happy to be there, this, that, and the third. What do you want us to do? You don't want us to sit there and be extra. You don't want us to sit there and sulk. You don't want us to sit there. You don't want us there. That's what it boils down to. You don't want us there. That's the thing. That's the thing. So Tiana Taylor did address this. She made a tweet. She was like, the world holds so much misery that miserable hearts forget the faces of happiness. They grow comfortable being sore losers. So when they see real sportsmanship, it unsettles them like holy water touching a demon, because clapping for someone else's victory requires something many people never learn. How to win with grace and pure joy, and how to lose with grace, chin up, and dignity. Okay. Yeah, because this is one of the comments here. He's like, what the F is going on with Tiana? This is like the third video in a row I've seen her wilding at the Oscars. And mind you, some of these people are black too. That's the tweet I was talking about that said, oh, I knew from the first hour something was off. But yeah, when she got up, because this woman won Best Supporting Actress. But you wanted her to sit and sulk that she didn't win. But if she would have sat and sulked that she didn't win, then y'all would have been like, oh, you being a sore loser. So it's like, you can't have it both ways, general public. You cannot have it both ways. Okay. And there were some people that was in her defense. Some people really watched Tiana Taylor enjoy herself all through the award show and decided that it was embarrassing. I'm sorry she didn't sit there and looking miserable. Like, it, right. But then y'all would have dragged her if she did. So how about we stop policing people on how they act with these award shows? The reward is that she's there. The reward is that she was nominated. You get what I'm saying? And she's going to work again and do more shows. And maybe one day she will get that Oscar. Y'all want her to be down on her luck, child. That's what it sound like. Anyway, child, I do want to give much kudos, right, to Michael B. Jordan for winning Best Actor. Okay, he is now, we made history because he's the sixth Black actor to win an Academy Award for Best Actor. Yeah. So shout out to him for making history. And, you know, Jamie Foxx. Oh, wow. Jamie Foxx spoke out and expressed gratitude. That's real nice. Hey, that's what's up. I love to see it. I kind of got a little teary eyed. I definitely did when Sinners wins, they won Best Picture. That also was a really good win. And to see Ryan Coogler and Michael B. Jordan with their Oscars, it's just like a real full circle moment because they started with Fruitvale Station and they've been doing films. I mean, all the way to Black Panther to Sinners. Now to Sinners, you get what I'm saying? And I'm pretty sure they're going to be working again. They also did Creed together. He did the Creed movies. So I'm very happy for people like Michael B. Jordan. I ain't gonna lie, because some of y'all might look back at my old video shot. I was a little bit hard on his acting chops. Okay, yeah, I was a little hater back then. But I definitely feel like Michael B. Jordan came into his own as an actor, and he does a phenomenal job. If Michael B. Jordan is in a role, I'm in it. Like, I'm watching. You get what I'm saying? I'm definitely watching. He's definitely... He knows the arts. He respects the arts, unlike some other people. You get what I'm saying? And that's just that on that. Shout out to them. Shout out to Sinners and to the actors that participated. And shout out to Teyana Taylor for looking this good. Okay, body T, as I said. Y'all be doing too goddamn much, I'm telling y'all. But anyway, I mean, y'all tell me what y'all thought about the Oscars. I didn't watch it. I ain't got time to be watching this stuff, y'all. I just got done doing the final touches on my clips for the podcast, child, that I was dropping on Monday, child. Make sure y'all check that out, shameless plug and all that stuff. I ain't had time to be watching all that, child. And I never do. I just can't stay to watch. I just couldn't stay. I will get back with you with the next video, child. We're definitely gonna appear on YouTube a lot in these type of video formats, because when I get off work, child, I don't be camera ready, child. No, I ain't got time to be doing by the time I get camera ready, child, it'd be time for me to go to bed, child. It'd be 10 o'clock, child. So I'm gonna do these little videos, these little audio things and stuff like that, because I like how this is going. But anyway, like I said, leave your thoughts in the comments. We got to impact them algorithms and all that stuff, and I'll talk to you guys later with the next set of topics.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.